Wait, wait, what?
What? Oh, hold on.
Tark, that's not what we're singing.
Wait, oh.
No, wait.
Oh, it's
wait,
not.
Wait, wait. Oh, you're being serious?
I.
Oh. Well, oh, hi, everyone.
Hi, this is Tarkus Trooper with my special guest, West Bay Ray.
That's me.
Alright, and tonight's ramble will be something pretty special since we don't talk much about rock, and this is the time that we do, and it's actually a pretty doggone good song. And it is sweet.
Let's see, I believe it was, what was it?
It was Sweet Madam Blue from the Equinox album by Styx.
Great album, amazing band, go listen to it.
Oh yes, and this, this marked the last, album that, John Kruluski, whatever his name was, this was his last appearance on a Styx album ever before he was replaced by Tommy Shaw. So it is.
Personally, I'm a big fan of Tommy Shaw myself, but John definitely had his great moments.
Oh, definitely. Most definitely. And I think this is one of those albums where it's not very much talked about, rather, because many people usually, if you mention the band name Styx, they're going to talk about, "Oh, I like The Grand Illusion," or, "Oh, I like Pieces of Eight." And they're just like, no, what about Equinox? And they're like, what?
and we all know Domo Arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Yeah, and many people considered that their weakest song ever, and probably Kuroi Was Here was their weakest album ever. So, yeah.
Ironically, Mr. Roboto's the one that gets the most airtime on the radio, except maybe for Renegade.
And Come Sail Away.
That's true, that's true. My father was a big fan of that one.
Mm-hmm.
That's actually how I know Styx. My father, they're a band from the Midwest in Chicago in the 1970s. My father grew up in Chicago in the 1970s, so yeah.
Yeah. And whenever somebody kind of just, these radio stations, they kind of look at other songs other than Come Sail Away and Renegade, they like, well, why don't you play some Snow Blonde or something? They kind of retract back like, ugh.
I did some song requests on the radio before for Styx, and I would always be able to get them to play their song Lady, amazing song as well, but I never got them to play the 1995 remix, which is basically the same song, just with better equipment.
Oh yeah, really? And
which I think is the better version.
Oh yeah. And then there are some times where I think back when I was in about wanting to say 7th grade, there was this one special time that they played Sweet Madam Blue, and that was the first time that I've ever heard that song, and my mind was blown.
The first time I heard Sweet Madam Blue, holy shit, I shortly after I learned about Styx from my father, he used to play them a lot in the car when I was a kid,
mm-hmm.
I bought their Greatest Hits album, which is one of the few good Greatest Hits albums out there, I think. I believe Sweet Madam Blue was track number 13. Mm-hmm. I finally sat down and listened to the song. It's, for me, it started out boring, but I decided to listen through it, and as soon as it got about halfway through, oh my god, I was like you, Tark. My mind wasn't just blown, it was fucking melting.
Ooh,
oh,
yeah. And I think the first time I've ever heard it, I think they played the intro along with the actual song, which I think the intro, it has a little bit of shades of Yes's And You and I. And that's what I could hear. Because they had...
See, I have not heard the intro to that song yet.
Well, it's somewhat similar, but it has some distinctions, really. And kind of the intro is kind of like a mixture of And You and I and From the Beginning by ELP. To me, to my ear, it kind of does.
ELP stands for what again?
Emerson, Lake, and Palmer.
That's it.
Yes.
I remember ELO, Electric Light Orchestra.
Oh, yeah, that's another good band.
Yeah. But Sweet Madam Blue, holy shit. Prelude 12 aside, which is the intro that Tark there was talking about, the song starts off with a simple little guitar riff. I don't think I'd even call it a riff, more like a line to me. Mm-hmm. But it's just a few simple notes that get plucked on it, and those notes loop. It cuts in with Dennis DeYoung singing a simple, smooth kind of line there. It sounds like it's talking about a woman, but we'll do a little more on that later.
Yes.
It starts with a little time after time. I sit and I wait for your calls. Mm. It starts out like that.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'm swooning over here.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yeah. And it's whatever the price I'll pay. Wait. I know I'm a fool. Now, you're going to
I know I'm a fool, but what can I say?
Whatever the price I'll pay. Pause.
For you, Madam Blue.
Yes.
Yes. So, yeah, it sounds, if you listen to Styx's song Lorelei, it seems to remind you a little bit of that with its lyrical content. But as it goes a little further, the lyrics seem to get a little deeper. Let's see here. Once long ago, a word from your lips and the world turned around. But somehow you've changed. You're so far away. I long for the past and dream of the days with you, Madam Blue.
So
at this point, mm-hmm. Yes?
So at this point, it's not, you're sort of getting the underlying message of it. It's not just talking about a girl. It is talking about us, the U.S.
As the song goes further, it gets a little more to that.
Yeah, it gets
a little. They do a big chorus. A little what?
Go ahead.
they do a big chorus, DeYoung and his choir. Let's see. Sweet Madam Blue, gaze at your looking glass. You're not a child anymore. Keeps getting deeper from there, I think.
Yep.
Although it seems for a brief moment to be going back to mentions of a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Sweet Madam Blue, the future is all but past. So dressed in your jewels, you made your own rules. You conquered the world and more, heaven's door.
Yeah.
And then what exactly gets evoked in you when you hear those lyrics?
That is a very good question. Oh gosh, it's many things, but I can't really put my finger on it, because just those two lines, first two lines of the chorus, the Sweet Madam Blue, gaze in your looking glass, you're not a child anymore, it does represent a girl. But when you read the last three lines, it's just,
Wait, what's going on here?
I don't know. I lost my train of thought.
And at that point, the song changes a little. Right when he sings the line, Heaven's Door, Dennis goes into a little... A nice long little note change there. I'm gonna do my best to emulate it right now because it's just so good. Here we go. Let's see. Heaven's door. Oh.
Exactly that. Because that note right there is just like, whoa.
It really showcases what he's capable of. I think he still does theater nowadays.
Oh yeah, of course. I mean, all the songs that he's written, it represents that kind of operatic, theatrical, trait to the sound that Styx is famous for.
I think that an article I read in their Greatest Hits album, you know that little booklet that CDs come with, the ones that only a few people nowadays still read?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that little booklet described it really well. Ambitious, bombastic, and romantic to the core.
Yes, that is very Styx. That is a very accurate representation of what Styx actually is.
Exactly. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Right after that line gets sung, you get a nice little synthesizer line. It's the same kind of synthesizer sound that you hear in Come Sail Away, which I'm sure everyone listening has heard at least
Oh,
once.
of course. And then there's some people that kind of draw like comparisons to, oh, this reminds me of Welcome to the Machine by Pink Floyd.
Yeah, I never made that comparison, actually. That's an interesting thought.
Yeah.
Especially since Wish You Were Here is my second favorite Pink Floyd album. And after that synthesizer riff, you think that the song might be over,
It isn't.
but then suddenly, out of freaking nowhere, what was his name? John something?
John Young. John
I thought his last name started
Krulinski.
with a s.
Kurulinski.
Yes.
Yeah, his name.
Okay, you know what? Before we go any further, I'm gonna look that up.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Google enlighten me.
Show me the way.
He would not. Dude, that song was made in the mid-90s when I was a kid.
Oh yeah. I still remember having like a greatest hits album and it had that song on there.
It was fifth or sixth track, I believe.
Oh yeah.
Okay, let's see. Changing tracks for a moment there, since you brought that up, Show Me the Way is definitely another Styx song that everyone should hear. The first time I heard it, I nearly cried.
Oh yeah. That was a
I
really
still cry a little when I hear it nowadays. Okay, let's see. John Kurulewski. I'm just going to say it that way.
Kurulewski, yeah.
Kurulewski, yep.
Kurulewski.
It sounds like something that Lovecraft might come up with when he was drunk.
Yeah, it does kind of.
Kurulewski
I
Fatagen.
mean, no offense to the great late John Kurulewski. So.
I don't know. If he's a good guy, he'll get a kick out of it. That's the way I see
Oh
it.
yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay. So once that synthesizer line is over, out of freaking nowhere, Kurulewski just comes in with a guitar riff. Now, this riff, it's heavy. It's a real freaking axe grinder.
Yes.
It's not the most complicated riff out there. But the energy he puts into it and the just the brief moment of his guitar and the last notes of the synthesizer being the only thing playing, it just goes straight into you, hits
Yeah.
you right in the heart.
And I mean,
And
it's
then once
and this it's the sound of the riff that's in. It can't be duplicated. The rawness and the heaviness, it cannot. Well, it can be, but
it
it's just
can't.
it's really, really unique. Nobody else can do that. Nobody else can do that.
It's like being an AC/DC cover band. Their songs are not complicated to play. They're not all that complex. It's just the energy those guys had that no one can replicate.
Yeah, and they still got it going on to this day. Yeah.
Although a couple of them are getting on in their years.
Well, yeah, that's true. Very true.
Ironically, Angus Young, the most famous member, the guitarist, always with his schoolboy outfit,
Oh, yeah.
he's still one of the most active members, I think.
Yeah, and we have to pay our tributes to Malcolm Young, though. He died
Ah,
recently.
yes.
Yeah, that was really
May he
sad.
rest in power.
May he rest in ultimate power.
So once that riff and all the other instruments that Kurulewski goes into really get grinding, it piles on. The energy gets heavier every single time that riff is played. It's so hard to explain.
It is. It's
I
very
just
hard to
can't.
explain. We can't. We can't.
Every time, this is gonna get a little cheesy, but every time I hear that riff and I've got my eyes closed, I just picture them playing this live. I might get a little emotional here because this picture is just so beautiful to me.
Yeah.
I just always picture the band playing this song live, and right when that riff starts, the lights everywhere just go out and then start flashing.
Yes.
And then DeYoung himself, if he did this for real, then that would be amazing, but I always pictured him doing this. And then DeYoung himself just comes out from backstage. He's holding this beautiful, well-kept, big-ass American flag in his hands. And then once the drums start, he just raises it high, gives a battle cry, and waves it throughout the whole riff. Oh my God! Ugh.
Yes. I'm envisioning it along with you.
Oh my God. I mean, if I were in his position, that's what I would do.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Holy freaking crap.
Yeah. And then after a while of some instrumental rocking, some really instrumental epic rocking, we get the chorus of chanting, America, 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 America. Well, I bet it sounds more epic than we're making it. I'm
Yeah,
just like,
I couldn't help it.
America, America. But they sing
There,
it louder
there's
than I do.
four. Oh, much, much louder.
Much louder.
And when they sing it that way, there's four different notes to it. They do it in, oh shoot, it's not counterpoint,
It's
but they do it in fugue style.
like a canon or some sort or something.
Yeah, I forget the music term for it, but if you know what it is and you know the song, then please say what it is because we're dying to know.
Yeah, please comment. Please comment.
But either way, with that chorus there, it's pretty clear what they've got in mind at this point.
Yes, and it's not just a girl this time.
You could talk about America being a girl. I've always seen her that
Oh
way.
yeah, very much, yeah. 'Cause yeah, there's some songs that kind of represent America that way as a girl. Because yeah,
You could do that with any country.
like Lady Liberty, hello.
And after they do that chorus five or six times, probably more than that,
Maybe.
they give everyone sings the whole choir, and they go into the final chorus and the final line. Tark, do you mind if I sing this part again?
Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. The final chorus goes something like this. Red, white, and blue, gaze at your looking glass. You're not a child anymore. Red, white, and blue, the future is all but past. So open your heart and make a new start. Lead us away from here.
Great.
That chorus ends, and they do that. Kurilewski does one more great guitar line, which really it starts out at the same pace of the song, but then it goes slower. It goes into one breakdown, which is between the guitar and the drums. I believe that what's his name? Pinozzo, Steve Pinozzo was still playing the drums on that album.
Yeah,
Let's see here.
John Pinozzo, I
John
think.
Pinozzo, excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah, John and Chuck Pinozzo. I think those two were the only two members that were in the band all the time, along with Dennis. Actually, I think one of the Pinozzo brothers died recently.
Really? Oh yeah, he did
Yeah,
die.
don't quote. What was it, John or Chuck? I think it was Chuck.
No, it was John. He
Yeah.
I think he died back in the late, I mean the late 90s, I think.
Yeah, because he was still there when they did their 90s recordings. that final guitar and drum breakdown, it's classic rock and roll shit.
Mm-hmm.
Bands doing it all over the place, and Styx was no exception.
Yes, and this makes you wonder why this song has not been played on so many radio stations as often as they should, as that song should be played.
Somebody's a little miffed about that.
Like, I get that Come Sail Away and Blue Collar Man, you name them. I understand they're really great songs to play on the radio. They are! And Too Much Time on My Hands is... Yeah, but Sweet Madam Blue is the... I think it's the epitome of Styx. I think.
I've always called it Styx's magnum opus.
Yeah. And see, this is one of those rare songs that where they repeat one word over and over and over, you never get tired of hearing it because it's always epic.
It's like the Beatles singing Hey Jude. They just sing na 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 for 4.5 minutes.
Yeah, and that carries the same excitement as Hey Jude. It's not like it's not Fifth Harmony's work. No. It is way more awesome and epic than that. Yes, it is. Sorry, I kind of freaked out a bit.
That was beautiful, actually.
Thank you.
In fact, I'm gonna toss in my 2 cents.
All right.
It's funny how magnum opuses, magnum opi, if you will,
mm-hmm.
they never really receive much radio time. Period.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a whole multitude of reasons for it.
Yes.
I'd say the top three would be one, because they're not poppy enough.
Yes.
I mean, let's see, the more intricate songs or the more specialized songs, I feel that not everyone can really appreciate, because it often takes a certain kind of person to appreciate a certain kind of sound.
Right.
I mean, let's see, example, I don't know if many people around here know this band, Sonata Arctica, really amazing progressive metal band from Finland.
Ooh.
Everyone knows their song, what was it called? Everyone knows their song Full Moon, or they also probably know Eighth Commandment or whatever, if you listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
But then their magnum opus, many people consider it, was White Pearl, Black Oceans, which fucking incredible song.
Yeah.
But yeah, like Sweet Madam Blue / Prelude 12, which is the intro, they're both 8.5 minute songs. I think that's one of the big factors deterring a lot of people from listening to it, and B, deterring radio from playing it.
Yes.
And another thing is that, I kind of lost my train of thought there.
Yeah, welcome to my brain.
Yeah. Also mine when I've been drinking too much Mountain Dew.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I haven't tried that with alcohol yet, but I don't think I will.
It might not be a good idea, really.
Rum and Coke I'll take any day.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I like
rum. Oh, yes.
Well, hard apple cider is my go-to drink, but, you know.
Cider is great.
Mm-hmm.
It's, I've never had hard cider heated.
Ooh, now it's really, no... No, never had hard cider heated before either. But, yes, back to the song. Oh, shoot.
Yeah. Actually, that pretty much does most of the song. The only other thing I'd say is worth mentioning about it is that it is the final track on the album Equinox.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was a good move because the way it ends is just so good. I cannot imagine following it up with any other song.
Yeah, and it makes you want to, you know, go for a smoke right after listening to it. You know?
Okay, if that's your kind of thing.
Well, no, I don't really know. But that's just, I don't know. Or go for a drink. I take a drink.
Yeah, me too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, which is funny because the first track on Equinox is called Light Up.
Yeah. It
And if you read the lyrics, it's obviously about smoking weed.
is. It is. And so you're just like, well, start it over since I just started lighting up myself. Okay, start the whole thing over. Yeah.
Well, you light yourself up by listening to good songs like this,
Oh
anyway.
no. No, not like yourself. Oh my God. Yeah, but you know what we meant. Okay.
Kids, don't buy drugs. Become a rock star, then you get the drugs for free.
True. True. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. All right. All right. All right. So, whew. Okay. Calm down, Tark. Calm down.
Is
Yes.
this a typical Monday for you?
Pretty much, I guess. I think I'm caffeinated up to my eyeballs, so that's pretty much
Yeah,
it.
that's a constant state. Yeah. At any rate, I gotta thank Tark here for having me. It's been an honor, and thank you all for listening.
And yes, and thank you all for listening, and thank you, West Bay Ray, for being on this rant.
Thank you so much.
And I hope to get a lot of people on board, and I hope to have him on board again sometime soon.
Gladly.
So I guess this wraps it. I guess this wraps this up. Thank you for listening to us rant about Sweet Madam Blue, and please go
And
listen
go
to
listen
it.
to it.
Go listen to it. You will not be disappointed. I'm not. He isn't.
Now I'm gonna go listen to it with Prelude 12.
Yes, it's very much recommended, y'all. You St fans of Styx, go listen to it. Non-fans of Styx, listen to it anyway. It is awesome.
All right. Thanks again,
All
guys.
right, see y'all later.